Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops episode 109C or 111, yeah, because there was a bit of a fuck up last week. Today we're going to talk about Flanagan's rope-a-dope, millionaire options, West Tigers locked in a Sisyphus conundrum, power couple, and I've wrote down samurai wanking. I'm still not sure, I'm trying to remember what that one is. And we're going to do Car Park Cunners book review. All right. Hello. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to go straight to Morton. How are you, Morton?
Very well. I'm ready to cast this pod, sir.
Oh, good.
I'm ready. Casting. Good football so far this year.
There has been.
Amazing.
Quality start to the year.
Quality. We're all about the quality here.
We're all about the quality. Yeah. Good. Some good games. Each week's had some pretty damn good games. I liked Manly Souths this week. That was rock solid.
Yeah, that was good. I've got some. I'll be playing some sounds of the game at the end.
Of that game?
Yeah, of the podcast. I got 5 minutes of sounds that I recorded.
In the borough?
No, I'm not in the borough. I'm in I'm in
members.
Yeah, members at 130, aisle 130, mate.
So is the borough's not the members?
No, the borough's the opposite side.
Yeah, it's okay. Over. Yeah. So is it just sound of people putting their teeth back in? Or their tooth?
That's good. That's really, really good. And Ray Carney. Ray Carney's got something to say.
I think it's time. I'm really thinking about, and I'm being serious, I'm really thinking about changing teams.
Hey.
I've given the Raiders 30 years of my life.
Oh, I thought you meant you're going to be a hetero. No.
People change families. They change, lives. They move. Okay, they change partners. Why can't I change teams?
I've been studying the science of longevity for quite a while. And they're saying, right, that if they achieve this, if they make the major breakthrough and people live for 200 years, how the hell are you going to stay with the same family and the same partner and the same job? Okay.
And team.
A team. How can you support the same team for 200 years?
I can't do it. I'd kill myself. I would.
That's a lot
of Raiders.
A lot of darkness.
Fucking hell.
Extreme darkness.
Ups and downs, ins and outs.
I'm opening applications. Opening applications up for a 2-week trial for a new team. To see how it goes. So if people want to sell me their team, please go for it. But there is a criteria.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Needs to have good attack. The team must have good attack because I can't go another fucking year. And you're right, Morton.
I know.
The Raiders are fucking boring. next one.
Did you go to the Raiders game on the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
And this is where it all, the drive home, 2.5 hour drive home.
Long way.
Really. Another bit of criteria, they must be in the mix for the next 5 years to win a premiership.
Yep.
Needs to be driving distance. From 1 hour, 1 hour driving distance.
Even that's okay. Too much.
No, I'll take 1 hour. But if it's a really good pitch, I'm prepared to move. I am prepared to move closer to the team I support.
Well, you live near Manly.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
You love Desi.
They got good attack.
He's not there anymore.
Tubes.
Yeah, it's all around you, mate.
Makes me feel dirty. It makes me feel dirty.
The signs are all there.
Jimmy the Hen and I were driving back, and we thought para.
Hello, Jimmy.
We thought para because, fuck, we played our fucking junior footy in Parramatta. I've lived in Parramatta all my life. Why didn't I go for power? Why am I every game I'm going to a fucking away game where I'm always outnumbered?
Yeah.
People yelling shit at me. We sat in front of this guy in the game and he had no one there. He came to his game by himself and he just became our friend and he was hanging over my shoulder just talking to me about every fucking thing. And it was a Knights fan. I just want to sit around with Raiders fans.
Nah.
Well, that's not going to be good either.
No, that's when you give him a dirty Sanchez,
like
mate. A
fucking Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. You have to start every sentence with, "Hi, my name's Raymond."
And I'm a Raiders fan.
I've supported the Raiders for 30 years.
I think I'm going to go 2 week trial, and I'll buy the jersey. I'll go to the games, and I'm a good supporter. Come on,
2 week trial.
I'm a fucking diehard supporter. Yeah.
Buy the jersey.
The Tigers.
I'll believe that when I see it.
What about the Tigers? They've got the right level of desperation.
No. Well, I don't want desperation anymore.
He's got desperation.
I don't need desperation.
What about the Bulldogs? We're on the up.
Bulldogs and Rabbits do not apply. So,
you think we're going to give that shit job?
That's how it is.
Idiot. Idiot supporter.
What was it? You went to the game this week as well, and you were telling me about this sarcastic.
Oh, sarcastic guy, yeah.
You guys are going to games now, and I'm not.
Yeah.
The tide has turned.
Sarcastic, man. I always go.
Well, you know.
I always go to South games. Yeah. So, well, there's this guy called Sarcastic Man, Duke Hendricks. My brother and myself went to South game, South v Roosters. And he was standing in front of us. And every time someone did something good, he'd go, oh, yeah, that's real good, real good. But he actually meant it. But the irony was he sounded just fucking sarcastic every time. We got talking to him. And then when we left, he goes, oh, yeah, see you later. Yeah,
real I'll good to meet later. You.
Yeah, fantastic. Sarcastic man, if you're out there listening, send us an email.
Was he on his own?
Oh, sorry? Yeah, he was on his own.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah.
This guy.
And he had a bucket of chips. He started at the beginning of the game, and he still had about... He's still eating them by the end.
Yeah.
What about the Roosters, Ray?
Well, you cannot sit in that seat.
I will walk
That's your
out.
Resignation.
Why do you even dare? Why do you even dare bring
just
that
go,
up, mate?
You're going from the shithouse to the penthouse. Just
They're not that penthouse.
It's like when Luke, for a second, thinks about just, yeah, you are my dad. Maybe we should be together.
The Roosters are like one of those Instagram fucking things that chicks put on their faces to make them look pretty. Filter. They're like a filter, you know? It's this penthouse filter. You get there, it's like, oh, fuck, this stinks.
You could be a counterbalance to that.
I'll tell you what, I went to the Cannes Film Festival, right? All the, you know, best models in the world, all the highest paid actors in the world, all walking the streets, okay? All the glitz and glamour, but it stank of shit. The whole place stinks of shit because there's so many people there.
Yours?
So fucking... Well, mine was floating around there somewhere. Bumping elbows with Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm sure. But, yeah.
Yours would have won that fight.
Oh, yeah. Mine would have. But that's what the Roosters are, yeah? All the glitz and glamour, but there's that fucking foul stench of shit.
And they won fucking two times in a row, though. That's the thing. That's the thing we can't erase.
With Cooper Cronk. Yeah. Well, what do we need? We need a halfback. Get him. Get me the best one.
Anyway, look, I'm thinking para, and I'm deadly serious. I might give this a go.
They haven't won a comp since 84.
Yeah, you're better off with the Raiders.
Raiders started in 82.
I know. It's over. I'll watch something else.
You'll turn it around against. No, you won't turn it around against Penrith.
Wide and out as well.
Look at this. Now you listen. And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Oh, I fucking love that riff. All right, balls out of flop. What's I'm going to go first.
You go first.
I never go first.
No.
He always goes first.
I always come last.
Carnage always goes first.
It's because I go anti-clockwise. I don't know why.
You're anti-everything.
Yeah. Fuck clocks.
Yeah.
And the wise.
Yeah. Time's a fucking just big a hands, made small up hand. Construct that we all fucking adhere. Sorry.
Yeah. It is. It's a made up construct that's fucked my shoulders, knees, and back.
Yeah. We should be up at 3 o'clock in the morning shit.
I'll be knocking on your door at 2:58, mate. Let's see what happens.
Will you? Will you really?
All right. Flop. The whole Joseph Suaalii debacle.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Joseph Suaalii, the brazen bull.
Okay? It's always going to happen.
Yeah, but what a fucking, you know, everyone's just shat themselves. Everyone's lost their shit. Look, I agree with Gus. If he signs with rugby, fuck him off now.
Agreed.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, the
it's
whole
like
thing.
2 years away, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell you who else I agree with.
That's bullshit.
South Sydney. Because he was always playing at this.
I'll
sign a four-year contract, but I can leave whenever I want, which is clearly rugby. Mm. And South's just said, no thanks. Good move.
It's kind of left the fucking hole under your centres, boys, because the Roosters will come a-calling.
Mm.
Or my duck. Do you know what that is? It's green for mother chicken.
Ooh.
Okay, mother chicken's coming calling. Oh, my duck.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, me too.
Is that a Jack Whiten-sized hole, you see?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Oh,
you can go with him to the Roosters.
They're going
to
keep him anyway for 2 years, the Roosters. They don't give a shit, mate. There's no integrity there. They're going to keep him and they're going to train him up and they're going to juice him out of everything and then
send
him away.
Preach.
And rugby union, like they just can't breed any skill or speed players. All they've got is a bunch of fat fucking private school bankers who play loose head prop. And as soon as they need anyone who's decent, they have to come to rugby league.
Yeah. Rugby league is the greatest game of all.
Yeah.
However, yeah, look, I just think this whole fucking debacle about them showing us up and him, he's not that fucking good.
No, he's not.
No.
He's athletic. He's a great athlete, but I haven't seen him do anything outstanding.
He's not tearing it apart.
No.
Who would you, like, even in that team, who would you take, him or Manu?
Oh, you take Manu every day.
Him or Teddy?
Teddy.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. He's not that great.
Yeah, that's what, I agree. So that's my flop. I think this whole fucking debacle is a flop. Get him out of here.
Yeah, I think if you sign for a different code, I know we got players signing for other clubs you know, a year ahead, and I don't like that, but if you're signing for a different code, I suppose you could just keep it on the quiet then, couldn't you?
No, nothing's on the quiet, though, in rugby league. Everything
out
comes
then.
Out.
Get out. Get out.
All right.
That's my flop. Let's go to you, Ray. We're going anti-clockwise again.
My ball's out is to the Seabold rumour arc. The first Seabold rumour for the year has come out, and it just slipped away into the papers at the end there. He was found, passed out at a Macca's. Did you read about this?
I did.
I'm about
after a big night with the boys, he's come out and said, look, you know, everyone does it. Fair enough.
Everyone does it.
He was slouched over, passed out in a Macca's. But it's sweet and innocent, isn't it? But the Seabold arc, it just, you know where it's going to end up. He's going to be fucking snorting coke out of fucking Corey Oates' ass or something like that by the end of it.
Let's just say that this is all product of Ray Carney's imagination. Any potential lawsuits.
This is where it starts and you know where it ends and it's going to be fun.
And potentially and allegedly, you know, passed out at a fucking glory hole.
Well, that's it. There you go. You never know.
And we don't know which side. That's the thing.
Was I dreaming or did they sign Aaron Woods?
I'm getting to that. That's part of the Flanagan Roper dope.
What?
Ooh.
I'll get to that. That's the next topic after balls out, no flops.
If you're signing Aaron Woods, it sounds like the person calling the shots is someone who's falling asleep at a Macca's.
Keep your powder dry. I have a theory.
Aaron Woods.
Keep your powder dry. Have you got a balls out or flop?
Yes.
Go.
I do. Nathan Cleary.
Yep.
Balls out. Kick in a touch, bang on the 40, field goal.
Set it up.
I know they lost the game, but absolute just calmness, quality.
The Iceman.
Would you say he had ice in his veins?
Yes.
The kid is good.
Yeah, he's fucking fantastic.
The kid is good.
He's good. And he's good. How old is he? 25?
I think he's 24, isn't he?
That would be the day. An 11-year-old is a 40.
The Roosters will be signing fucking 11-year-olds soon.
But
getting dispensations to let him play at 12.
Yeah. In saying that, Frawley did kick a 2-point field goal as well. So
Frawley.
if Clear is the Iceman,
what's
Frawley is the Iceman as well.
He's the ice cream man.
he looked like he was 47 when he debuted, and that was quite some time ago. Every time I see him, I'm like, still. He's still having a crack. Him and Sam Williams get the longevity award just for hanging in there.
Where is Sam Williams
having a crack?
He's stuck up Stuart's ass somewhere, mate.
Really?
He got sucked in.
Really?
I don't know.
I heard he was castrating camels and donkeys in the Simpson Desert. Seriously? That he joined?
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Oh. Yeah. Well, good on you, Sam. If you're out there listening, I hope all things go well for you.
And my flop just is a continuous West Tigers flop. Mother of God, this team.
Sisyphus team.
And I can't stop watching them for some reason. Like, I make a point of watching the Tigers.
You have to. It's entertaining to me.
What? Can you explain why I need to watch the Tigers every week?
Well, it's the same reason you slow down when you see a fucking car crash. Okay? Yeah. You look out the window. It's rubbernecking. That's all it is.
It's not. It's so bad. It's so bad being a Tigers fan, and you get to just witness it all, not being a Tigers fan.
I know a lot of Tigers fans. A lot. Mm. They're probably the team that I know the most supporters from.
Yeah.
So that 1v17 clash this week with the Broncos, that's going to be an absolute must watch for me on Saturday night. It's must watch.
Because you want to, there's a sickness that you want to see them really go down to the bottom of bottoms.
Not just football, but society.
It's going to be like, Tigers will be like an attractive ladyboy first night in prison. Yeah. That's what's going to happen to the Tigers.
Like, they've got Brisbane and then they've got Para. And thank God then they've got the bye. Yep. Like, seriously. I'm happy they've got the bye.
And, teams have got a bye this year, right? And they've also got the Tigers round, which is a play yourself in the form round. So you want to be playing a good team and play Tigers before playing a good team because they're really just...
Warm up. It's like a warm up, isn't it?
They got Brisbane, Para, bye, and then they've got Manly.
So who was it?
Like, that's round 8. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing a victory.
No. Who was it that made the Sisyphus deal? Who angered the gods? You know the legend of Sisyphus?
He's the guy off the rock.
He pushes the boulder up the hill every day and it comes back down and he's got to go side to side all day. That's his curse. He has to push a rock because he angered Zeus. Who was it? Was it a guy with a fucked up hair? Pasco?
I think so. And his illegitimate son, Brooks. So there's got to be.
Got to be, right?
Got to be. Yeah. Both of them. Pasco's had sex with someone he shouldn't have.
Allegedly.
Something. And Brooks has spawned out of that.
Oh, right. So this is like a Greek myth.
Creation story. Brooks, on the weekend, was so fucking diabolical. I'm talking, his performance was worse than anything any Bulldogs player has dished up in the last decade. He was so... fucking, and I know, losing team halfback, I know all that shit, but he was so bad in both attack and defence. I could not stop watching how bad he was. He was fucking appalling.
Would you be surprised if it came out that he was legally blind?
I think...
Shout out to all our legally blind listeners out there.
There's obviously problems with the size of his head. Like, it's far too big for his body.
Yeah.
And they've got to deflate that cranium or something, straight up. They've just got to do something to balance
his
body.
How would they do that?
Yeah.
You remember that story you told me about the guy in India who woke up and he was getting the earwax thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do what
they've got to go in through the ears.
Yeah.
Do what the NFL guys did with their...
That's good loving.
And NFL guys did with their footballs, just deflate the air a little bit, because that's all it is up there. It's just air.
So we need Tom Brady.
Deflate game.
Deflate.
Tigers fans, Morton is predicting that Sunday, the 7th of May, round 10, magic round, you're lucky to be there. You may beat St. George at 1:50 in the afternoon. That will be your... Because you've got Penrith after all the games I just said. Round 10.
I don't think so.
You might beat St. George.
Not unless they get a half pack, fall out of the sky.
Really, just forget April, Tigers fans. Forget it. Just let it go.
Wipe it off the map, the calendar.
You should go for the Tigers, Carney, by the way. This is fucking made for you. Amount of self-loathing.
I can't do it, mate.
That I could,
you
sir.
Are trying to, like, improve yourself or something, aren't you?
I am. I'm just trying to be happy, mate. I want to be happy.
You get fucking sick for teams like that.
You can't change that dramatically.
If Hunt head side grew like Brooks, do you think he'd still be a good halfback? I don't think so. So it is the head. If Hunt's head was just a little bit bigger.
He'd be a good fucking plough.
Good statue.
He'd run with his head ploughing up the fucking turf.
You're a good fucking oversized spoon.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast.
Yeah.
Okay. Shane Flanagan's Rope-A-Dope.
Continue.
Have you heard of this theory?
I love a theory.
Manly sign.
Plants his shit son.
Oh, something happened there.
Mm.
He plants his shit son in another team as halfback to make them shitter.
This is just an offshoot of what I'm talking about.
If he's had a few more sons,
yeah,
he could take down the whole league.
8-9 sons, gone.
There's a theory out there. Well, you've seen this swap that the fucking Sea Eagles have done with the Dragons.
Mm.
The Sea Eagles get fucking Aaron Woods, okay, otherwise known as the Cannon's Yeoman.
He's just a bag of shit.
He's the Cannon's Yeoman from the Canterbury Tales, right? From Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
Read a book.
maybe not that one.
No.
Right? He's got the Cannon's Yeoman, and he gave Dragons two of the fucking top upcoming props from Manly who are supposed to be fucking shit hot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word is that he is being eyed to take over from Griffin very shortly, and he's just started to fucking send. Make junk disappear. There you go. Make junk disappear.
Where's your junk going, Ray?
So this is his rope-a-dope. He's gone in. He's rope-a-dope fucking Manly, knowing that he's going to get the job, allegedly. There you go. At the Dragons.
There you go.
Sending.
Oh, I've missed this so much. I asked for this at the start of the year. I got clearly told to get fucked.
I'm saying that's a conspiracy theory. If he goes there to coach, fucking
well, that's
balls out to him, mate. Yeah. That's fucking great
it
move.
It makes, unlike most of your theories, it makes perfect sense. Like, perfect.
Is it alchemy? Mm. Is it trickery?
Griff just gets hired because he's easy to sack, I think.
Mm.
Like, he's the most non-entity coach we've had in a long time. Like,
fuck, he puts a can of Coke away, doesn't he?
It's hard to notice him.
Mm.
He's got the presence of a very white, blank, no lines piece of paper.
He's shit.
Have you seen him in the in the post-match presses? He doesn't do anything anymore.
Know what's going on.
He's like a fucking, he's got Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah.
It's like Ben Hunt's brought his uncle with him.
Mm.
He's doing an interview. His uncle with Alzheimer's.
He looked like my dad was in a nursing home and he had dementia and all that stuff. And there used to be a guy that sat next to him, looked exactly like him. And the guy would just bang on the window every 2 minutes and say hello to me. And if you get him, bang again. Hello. And be hello again. That's Griffin.
Yeah. So that's the theory. That's the rope-a-dope. That he's rope-a-dope Manly.
Mm.
Got the big job at fucking Dragons.
Swapped and got rid of fucking Aaron Woods.
Yeah.
Got the Cannon's Yeoman. Like, and swapped for two of the best props in the game.
Aaron Woods, when you sign him, he's that, you know, that Sunday morning, you've gone hard, and that shit that just won't flush.
Mm.
You just cannot get rid of it. And you get like a stick and you break it up and you fucking look at it and you're like, why won't you die? Just fucking go away. And you flush and you fucking pour water and it just, and the little foam comes up from the top and it clears. And there he is, Aaron, still sitting at the bottom of the fucking bowl.
This is suspiciously real. Do you have a designated shit stick?
No, I go out and source them.
Really?
Mm.
Shit stick.
Designated shit stick.
Mm.
No, but I should.
I have used a coat hanger.
I'm sure you get one.
I've used a coat hanger in the past.
Yeah, coat hanger's good.
Coat hanger's good.
Cut the fuck.
And if you're sitting there saying to us you've never had to break up your shit to flush it,
then you don't
bullshit.
Your diet.
Bullshit.
Your diet leaves something to be fucking.
Like, there is no fucking way if you're an adult human that hasn't happened.
On conspiracy theories, I've got a quick one as well, if I don't mind chiming in.
I want to confirm that from now on, that phenomenon of the shit that won't flush is just called an Aaron Woods.
An Aaron Woods, yeah.
Well, I'll raise you. I'll see your Aaron Woods and raise it to the Cannon's Yeoman. Or just the Yeoman.
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 He's doing Yeoman's work.
The Yeoman.
In Yeoman's work.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, Corey Horsburgh and Royce Hunt had a bit of a biff. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm going to play the music for this. I'm going to play the music for this.
How could it be conspiracy out of those two idiots having a fight?
Well, You know why? Because they're starting their fucking boxing careers. Now, listen to me very carefully. Corey Horsburgh Roy, they are little niggle. Horsburgh's dad was a professional boxer.
Really?
Yep. Royce Hunt has been trying to fight Gow and Sonny Bill, and no one's been picking it up. They've played New South Wales Cup together for 2 years. Okay. They are manufacturing a rivalry to start their boxing career. Maybe during the game or after the game.
Are they smart enough to do that?
No. Well, the managers are.
The managers are, and I think that's what's going to happen, mate. Just wait. They're gonna start fighting.
They get paid a lot of money, man.
That's what I mean.
Gallen was getting like a million a fight or something, wasn't he?
That's what I mean. If you're a footy player, you manufacture a rivalry. I've talked about this before. And set your boxing career up.
Yeah.
But Gallen
is so tired, he catches a bus and uses his mum's senior card.
Yep.
So then Hunt calls Horsburgh a week, got a dog.
Yeah.
Horsburgh comes back at him.
And it was like niggle in the scrum. It was like a little punch.
Yeah.
And they've penciled in round 26 or 25, whatever it is, when they're playing again. That's just going to spark up.
All right.
So
good conspiracy theories here.
I like the theory, but how much... Oh, did you see what Horsburgh sent back?
Yep.
This photo of him holding a baby and you put Royce Hunt's head on it. Yeah. Have you seen this?
Or could it be an actual baby?
So, I get it, but how much are people paying to watch those two idiots?
Ah, fuck. Oh, there's a lot of fucking rusted on.
Now, it does lead me to something I've been thinking about a lot in the last week or two. If that was at the Easter show.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the setting for this.
If it was a sideshow alley
all day,
yeah, because I've been thinking a lot.
Yeah,
I woke up a few nights thinking NRL players Easter show, that there's a natural just
confluence.
There's something there.
Symbiosis.
There's something there that just makes sense to me. NRL Easter show.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's coming up as well. So.
And I think if the Easter show kicked off, they opened the gates. And in the first people in, there's just Horsburgh and Royce Hunt going
just
at it. Not in a ring.
No.
Maybe in two Dodgem cars.
No, Sideshow Alley. Resurrect the Sideshow Alley. That's what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's move on. We've got millionaires options here. What's that?
Well, I was at the Newcastle game and they did a funny thing where they put up like a fucking voting thing for the crowd where they got to vote on the next song that was played.
Does that happen? A lot of sporting events do this.
Well, the winner was fucking Kanye West, Power, whatever it was.
In Newcastle.
And they had some old school. I can't remember the other ones, but it was average. But then it got me thinking about, you know, those Who Wants to Be a Millionaire options and incorporating that into the game. So we've got the challenge already, okay?
Yeah.
What about a phone another coach? So if there's something's happened in the game, it's not going well, you have the ability to phone another coach to get you out of the mess.
Who's got the ability?
Well, the attacking team.
Oh, okay.
Phone another coach.
It's like Captain's Challenge. Would you call
it? Yeah, but you got to call it. You got to call and go, I want to hear from another coach, because obviously my coach is fucking things
my
up.
My coach is Griff.
No, you wouldn't be too.
Tachi runs out with a phone?
Yeah. And you talk to the captain.
And it comes out through through the bunker speakers?
Yeah, Bennett. Bennett comes on and says, look, I'd probably call Bennett.
You wouldn't get much out of him.
You wouldn't be calling Sheens at the moment, would you?
No. But I'm just like watching the Raiders on the weekend. I needed someone else needs a fucking input
they
in that
need
team.
An injection of new ideas, my friend. Yep.
Was Madge there?
He was there.
He's fucked too.
Yeah.
So overrated.
There's also the
always got a special place in my heart.
He had a great fucking squad. That's it.
Yeah.
That's not it.
It's all shit. The 50-50.
Is it hard when you realise that I'm right, right? did that crushing,
find a coach, eh?
Did that crushing realisation about the Canberra Raiders and the realisation that I'm right?
We had a long drive home, mate. Let's just say that. It was a good long drive home thinking about things.
Plenty of fury, you and Jimmy?
Well, what about a 50-50 as well? So when it's a 50-50 call, you get to, the call goes your way that one time. You only get to use it once.
I like that.
So that forward pass against the Rabbits, Manly would have gone 50-50 and they would have let play on.
50-50 calls, all right.
That's all right. You like that?
So, yeah. So when do you, I'm just thinking, when do you use it? Is it a 50? Like, if the opposition scores a winning try, can you call 50-50 and they don't get the try?
Well, if it's obvious there's no mistakes and there's no 50 calls, then it'd be like, nah, that's no go. And then a replay tackle in that set. So just if you could, like, let's say your third tackle, you throw it out wide and then you drop it, you can replay that. Replay that tackle.
Time out.
Call a replay. Yeah, I don't mind. Play the third tackle again.
I think they're all good ideas. I think we should put them into an email to Abdo, Andrew Abdo.
Is there room in rugby league for dance-offs?
Well, mate, there's a
disputed call.
Yeah.
Two nearest players. The chosen song from the crowd plays 10 seconds only.
What about
and dance off? Because wow. If I see David Clemmer v fucking Sebastian Chris in a dance off,
Sebastian Chris is winning. He'd do all that fucking hip-hop.
It'd be pop locking.
Pop locking.
Pop locking.
And the other one would be doing the fucking bush dance. What is it? Nut Bush City. Yeah.
Swing your partner round and round. He'd be doing square dancing, mate.
He'd just be doing that one-footed stomp clam. That's all he'd be doing. And he'd be doing it slow.
Look, what a great buy.
Just trying to excite the game, man. I'm trying to give options. That's all.
Write it down.
Pop locking and square dance. All right, we wanted to mention a couple of the games, Mordo, that were on this week. They're two very, very good games.
Well, let's start with the one you were at.
Yep.
Manly South. Can we start? I thought the Sattler thing was very well done.
That was unreal, man.
Yeah.
Had a tear in my eye, I've got to say.
Yep.
It was just really well done. They played the same thing that we played last week, him singing the victory song, the grand final victory song. So they had that on the loudspeakers and everyone was all in the huddles together.
Good. Scott Sattler in the middle.
Yeah. Scott Sattler in the middle. They brought his family to it. And they were selling John Sattler T-shirts for $19.70.
What a great fucking thing.
So 1970, that's when he won the grand final with the broken jaw. I bought one. It's fucking great.
Rusty was out there?
Rusty was out there. Both of him.
He had his son there for a bit, and then his son disappeared. His son seems like a fucking, I don't know, entitled little brat. I think he wasn't happy
without with having ever met him or knowing anything about him and seeing him for like 4 seconds on TV twice in the last 20 years.
But he wasn't there the whole game. But he wasn't there the whole game. I'd be sitting there the whole game.
Yeah.
He went away somewhere.
So that was done well. But that was a hell of a game.
It was a hell of a game, but I feel like there was still something a little bit off in that game. Which
there was a lot of tension, let me tell you.
Well, there was tension, man.
We were down five middle forwards, man, and they had those big fucking gorillas. Olakau'atu, man, that guy is unstoppable.
They're such a big team, aren't they, Manly?
Mate, we look like fucking those airplanes trying to stop Kong.
Yeah. I mean, when they played us, the Dogs, the first week, who were a very small team, it was fucking ridiculous. It looked like under 12s versus opens.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a joke how much bigger they were.
Not happy with Luttrell.
No.
Yeah, he seems to be phoning it in.
He has not... his involvement rate is around fucking 30% of what it should be.
Yep.
And this is me. Either get him up in the centres or the fucking 5'8".
Trbojevic played better. He had more hands on the ball. We smacked him, man.
We just fucking put guys on him the whole time. Have you noticed he's got big childbearing hips? You can see down there.
Jake or Tom?
Tom. Tom's got big childbearing hips.
I reckon? I thought that'd be more slim.
Could he have quintuplets?
I think he could. Wow. He'd fire him out.
He'd fucking just absolutely fire him out, wouldn't he? It was a good game, but
yeah, it was
solid, well played. Cody came up with some big plays, didn't he?
Cody, fucking unbelievable. Those two tries. That first try, most people would have given up. He got his hand to it, and it was just the fact that the ball was sitting on its end, tipped up, that didn't go dead.
I always forget how old he is.
30.
No, he's older, isn't he?
3.
Yeah.
He didn't let me finish.
Yeah. Started so late, right?
Yeah. He did. He's
really pushing the boundaries, isn't he, like age-wise?
He didn't debut till he was 26.
Yeah.
Same as Cherry Evans.
Doesn't get talked about much, does it? But he's right at that age.
This game told me that. Like, I had Souths and maybe a couple of other teams well ahead of the pack, but I think there's at least 6-7 teams that are pretty much even. The top tier this year... Last few years, it's been like maybe two teams.
Anyone's comp, man.
The top four is fucking unheard of. Have you seen the top four?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
wild.
That's fucking insane.
You got Broncos, Manly, Dolphins, Warriors.
What the fuck is that?
I should go for the Warriors. I might That's go just to the Warriors.
Fucking wild, isn't it?
That's like a fever dream. You wake up fucking sweating and just go, what the fuck was that?
Broncos, yeah. Broncos are the only team to win it. Well, Manly won it.
Weirdest dream. Like the Dolphins were coming third. The Warriors were fourth.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah. So what was the other game? It was the Para Penrith
was good too. So, I mean, we talked about the Cleary thing. Jeez, Parramatta needed a win.
Yeah.
Like, eked it out in extra time. But
it's been a great season, man.
How fucking stupid is Junior Barlow?
He fucks up a lot.
Mm. How fucking stupid is he?
Quite.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's fucking Barlow.
I do like
him. He's a good player.
Oh, if your name's Barlow, can you spell it with a B?
I like him. But
what about Moses? I'm sorry, I just don't think he's not. But it was a 20-metre drop.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
It was a field goal, like Cleary's.
But his kicking game was unreal. He kept kicking to that winger, right? To make sure Dylan Edwards didn't get a touch on it. I thought it was...
That's coach's call, that one. He called Bennett for that one.
He executed, though.
I don't think he's a $1 million player. Anyway.
Oh, do you think he's 1.2 million?
No, I think he's 600,000.
Oof, Jesus, mate. You're living in the 90s. That's fucking Brad Fittler Roosters money in the 90s.
We'll see how Parra go without Junior Barlow this week.
Barlow.
We'll see how valuable he is.
Because he fucked up for them, I can't remember, against Storm, was it?
Yeah. Mm.
And he, instead of taking the hit up, he fucking passed the ball. His job is to hit it up.
Yep.
Anyway.
Oh, the Brisbane clash as well. Brisbane Dolphins was a big game, but the media attention. I just felt like once that game was over, the whole rest of the weekend just had a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, they
just went balls out on that game, and it's like it was ridiculous.
They built it up to be something that wasn't.
There was a grand final rematch, and we didn't even get any build up.
But that's Fox for you. That's Fox for you. And the news
manipulative
is
cunts.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's their logo, Fox Sport, manipulative cunts. But I think they're being done for inflating their fucking actual viewership numbers.
Of course they would be.
They're getting done for it because what does that do? That brings on advertisers, right? They're saying this is the biggest fucking season ever. More advertisers, more revenue for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I
have been watching games on like three TVs at once though.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. So,
you're 100% right, but we had a grand final replay and that was like a little sideshow. And that was a great game.
Yeah.
Goes to extra time. Mm. He had some awesome plays in that Para Penrith game. How was that not a big deal? Mm. Like, it's just...
They didn't talk about it, mate. We had a countdown for fucking Clash of Brisbane. It was their first game. Fuck.
And then Sullivan fucking... O'Sullivan tears his pec.
Oh, big, big problems for the Dolphins, man.
I've had a torn pec, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I tore my pal. Let me tell you all about it. I won't, but that's a 20-week fucking turnaround.
Gonski. And he tore it trying to stop the absolute freight train that is Payne Haas, man.
Yeah.
My God.
He's just got better since his mum went to jail.
He's free now.
Maybe that's it. The shackles are off.
Devastating, man. Like, he just bends the line and tears it apart like no one else, man.
And it's Ramadan.
And you know what shit me with Brisbane? And what shit me with Brisbane is, off the bench, Marty Tapau comes on.
Tapau!
Now, I was going to talk about this later. I might as well slip it in here now. How can they have the number one forward and then have Marty Tapau, who's top-tier forward?
He's top-tier forward.
He's top-tier. So here's my play rating system. All right. Hear me out. To help with the cap.
Will do.
Okay. My solution, stopping one team getting, you know, fucking awesome plays twice in one position. So each player gets a rating. You're either a tier one, tier two, or tier three player. For instance, Payne Haas is a top tier player. He's a top tier player. Each team is only allowed one top tier player in each position. So one top tier player in prop only. You can't have two top-tier players in prop.
But you can have one in half and one in 5'8"?
Yeah, you can have one in half, one in 5'8". And centre and wing. But it just stops a team getting
and
fucking...
And fullback and hooker.
Yeah, well, the
spine. Let's just say one in the spine.
One in the spine, that's
one
not enough.
One in the spine,
that's
mate. Not enough. One in the spine.
One in the spine, one in the stink.
I am sick of the same teams fucking just getting first pick and having these fucking awesome players fighting it out for one position. It shits me. And the salary cap's not working, so I think they should do this tier system.
Mm.
I think so.
You know what?
No.
You're boring me to tears.
Now,
I think it's a good one, mate. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
Where's the grand final going to be this year, by the way?
Melbourne.
You reckon? That's
what I mean. Nah, well, it can't be.
If it goes to Melbourne,
it's gone. It's over.
Why isn't it in Sydney?
Okay, we've got the Leichhardt Oval thing for starters. We've got Volandis, you know, this whole thing about we need investment in grounds, yada, yada. We've got a change of government.
And thank God we've got a change of government. The
Premier has come in and said we're putting schools and hospitals in my focus. Volandis did this thing last year where he sort of held off on the announcement of the grand final. If it goes to Brisbane, okay.
That's fair. It's a rugby
anywhere
league.
Else. Yeah. I'm just not interested.
It's not going anywhere else.
What
it's
about
not,
in international waters?
It's very hard to say no to the MCG, mate, for 100,000 people.
It's not going to the MCG, mate. It's the fucking grand final.
International waters, I would love.
Yeah.
Oh, I would. I'd also like to see it played alongside Hadrian's Wall.
That
would be good.
I was reading about him today, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot to read.
He was a mean bastard.
Yeah.
It's not leaving Sydney, mate.
Colosseum
would be good.
We just
started this tradition.
Colosseum would be fucking unreal. This is like Street Fighter. You just fucking change all your backgrounds. It can't go to a place that's not a rugby league home ground. Like, you know,
Volandis will. You'll go wherever, man. Morton's worried. Morton is worried.
How can he, though? Yep. I don't know. I don't understand.
The AFL would never do that.
No. Heartland. It's got to be in the Heartland,
It's
right?
got to be, mate. He's just playing games, old Volandis. He loves playing games. Anyway.
This is Balls Out, No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. The NRL need a power couple. NRL needs attention, and if two current players start dating, it's never happened in the world. Well, I've got the best power couple. I've got, and you give me your example.
I've
got Brangelina.
All that sort of stuff. Attention, mate. That's what we want. Hollywood-esque glamour couple.
Affleck and J-Lo.
I
don't know how I know this shit. That's the fucking curse of social media.
That's shit popping up
on your fucking phone.
Well, we need the first professional sport where there are two current players dating. That would
two
be...
Two current players dating.
I think I got it.
My power couple is Nicho Hynes and Reece Walsh. Come on. That would be that would set the world on fire, mate. Paparazzi everywhere.
World on fire.
Every show I watch now, there's a gay couple. This is the woke society. So we may as well introduce it into our brand, and it will make world headlines.
I'm sure.
It would make headlines. Can I give you my power couple?
Of course you can.
Jared Weir Hargrave.
Oh,
and James Fisher Harris.
Jesus,
that's just too. Yeah. You need a weak couple. You need a weak.
That's two negatives. Don't make a positive, right? That's just fucking.
That would shock the world.
It would shock the world.
You can hear it on the Richter scale.
That would shock.
That is actual fucking shock. We're on tectonic plates here. Yeah. You can't take those two fucking idiots fucking each other, allegedly.
I tried.
Yeah. Tectonic gorilla sex.
I tried.
I'm writing that down. I haven't even thought about it. You just kind of sprung it on me. So I don't really have anyone.
Come on, Nico Hines and Reece Walsh. The flair.
See,
the,
I think that's too glamour. Much the other way.
Too much the other way?
You need one of each. One of your type of couple.
We need one dominant. Okay, one dominant.
Mm. One passive.
And one
passive. Yeah. Like in your relationship. Yeah. Like all of us, really. Could they date a girl in this scenario, or is it just
well, what do you mean? Then well, that's just a normal fucking dating.
NRLW player? Does that count?
Yeah.
Well, that's already happening.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that hasn't done the trick.
Yeah, it hasn't done the trick.
No, it hasn't. That's not fucking, mate. What about two current players playing? Come on.
What about Casey Badger?
Casey Badger. Ooh. And a winger.
Because they're next to each other the whole time.
They are flirting with the sideline.
Josh Addo Carr.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'd watch that. You know what I mean?
The paparazzi stuff. Yeah.
I'd watch that.
If it was a show, if it was a reality show, I'd watch that.
That would get more eyeballs in your Horsebrough Hunt fracas.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would. It would go international. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Reality
Kardashians
show?
And Casey Badgers.
Casey and the Fox. There you go. Yeah. Casey and the Fox.
Very good.
Badger Fox.
I'd watch that. Casey and the Fox.
Yeah. Adam Elliott's dick should just date someone.
Get its own show.
Yeah, it should have its own show and its own postcode.
I met Adam Elliott on the weekend, and he's a gentleman and he's a champion. I met his dick as well. And yeah, he's
give you a reach good. Around?
Is that why it was a long drive home?
Anyway.
I think that's a lot to unpack there.
The journos would love it. Would get the whole Women's Day market as well, you know.
Casey and the Fox.
That's right.
They fell in love on the sideline.
Oh, while playing.
It gets cold out there, love.
Nice flag.
Yeah. Okay, this is something to go with.
I think you're onto something.
So that's good. All right. Well, we've fucking blown through everything on our list.
Can we talk about 5'8"s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, sometimes I'll just wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be like, who's the greatest centre in the last 30 years, etc.
Mark McGaugh.
He's at Sparkles.
Yeah.
I liked him.
He was good. Also Hammer in
yes.
Gladiator, Australian Gladiator.
Yeah, there you go. There's some Hollywood glitz.
Yeah.
So I think it's clear that Munster is the best 5'8 in the comp. No? That's my premise.
No one else comes to mind.
Is that my stat? Well,
Cody's up there.
Because my real question was
Munster, yep.
Who's number two? Okay. And particularly then with a bit of a New South Wales sort of slant. So you
who you got?
Nico.
No.
You can play half or five.
He's a halfback.
He is something else, that kid.
He was St. George, but like. He is good, but that was St. George.
Yeah, true.
Fair shit. Luai.
Oh, he's good, but...
Don't rate him.
Current Ennis, current New South Wales halfback. 5'8", sorry. Premiership player.
Don't rate him.
I don't rate
him. Munster's better.
He's only good because of who's around him.
Yep.
Well, then the flip side of that, Burton.
Yeah. Although he was shit.
Not as good as Munster.
So, Nico, Luai, Burton. Pick one to start with.
Well, where's Cody in all this?
We're getting there. This is an outrage. Pick one of them.
Out of those three only.
I'm going Nico.
Nico's not 5'8", first
of all. He can play anywhere.
He can play. He started as fullback with a Storm.
5'8".
All right, Nico.
Really?
I'm going Nico.
For sure.
Keary.
No. Knock on the head.
A few years ago, eh?
Yeah, he was. But I think he's to...
Knock away.
Yep.
Cody.
Yep. Love him.
More than them. Better player.
Cody's better than... Better than what?
Better than any of these guys.
I'd rather have Nico on my team than Cody.
Nico. Nico still.
Whiten.
He's not a 5'8".
No.
Nah. He's a centre.
So we'd take Nico.
Yeah.
Whiten's a good runner, though.
Well, did you pick Nico, too?
I'm not picking Luai. I know that. I don't like him.
Who are you picking? This is your premise.
You're not going to like it, but in a good team, I'd pick Burton because he's in a shit team. But every time he's been in a good team, he's been exceptional.
Yeah, look, what's he got beside the bomb? He can run.
Oh, he can run. He's a good player.
He can run, but what about his passing and short kicking game? I don't know.
So then who's playing? Who are you picking for 5'8 for New South Wales? You just going with the Luai Cleary bullshit?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'd go Wyden. Nico. I said Nico.
I'd go Wyden because you've got a good halfback around him. He's just playing a shit team. The halfback would do all. Wyden would be the runner.
One white Done. One and one with a little shite on.
Will Cody Walker ever see New South Wales again?
No. Nah. Doesn't matter what he does. And he wasn't that fucking bad when he played, man. He set up a try right at the end.
He's too pants. Old as well.
Huh?
He shit his pants.
He didn't. He hardly got any time.
Not metaphorically. Like, he actually did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He got pulled around. He got jerked around by that fucking pretender, Fittler. A joke of a fucking
Yeah, he
coach.
Fucked us up. This is going to be his last year, Origin, but we'll get to Origin. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Origin for Origin's
sake.
So
you're thinking, like, you need a good running 5'8 at Origin.
Yeah, well, if you've got a good halfback, you could put Wyden in there. I think Wyden would be all right, but you need a good halfback. You need a good fucking kicker and organizer.
Good girl.
What's this fucking turf toe? It's been fucking coming up quite a bit.
Yeah, I actually do know what it is because my partner had it and she's never played a game of football in her life.
Okay.
Was she near a turf?
What is
she has? Yes. She does do all the turf work.
Is it the foot just digging into the earth? What is it?
It's a fucking busted small bone that's just under, like, at the foot part of the big toe that breaks.
It's like hyperextension, so it's just a break. Right? Like you push off and you hyperextend your toe.
Yeah, but this little fucking bone.
Yep.
It fucks up. Yeah. It's very, very painful.
I went down a rabbit hole of weird injuries and Trust things me. Like that. Yeah. And I've had a look at turf toe and it was all these diagrams and shit. And I was just like, fucking hell, mate. And a lot of footy players are getting turf toe at the moment. I went and looked at some weird injuries in sport in general. And I just like, these are some that I found. Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Glenn Allen Hill was trying to run away from spiders in a nightmare. When he started unconsciously running through his house, he crashed through a glass table, cut himself over, out for 3 weeks.
That's just
because
a guy,
of a fucking nightmare.
That's just a guy who got pissed.
Spider
maybe.
Like, that's like, I got pissed and I can't come to work.
That's drug-addled. That is a drug-addled brain.
As a man who's indulged in a lot of alcohol, that's just a guy who didn't want to go to work or couldn't go to work.
This fucking NBA player, Lionel Simmons, he was like,
he's a gun
player. Mm. Do you?
He plays, drove a forklift down at the...
He wanted to beat his all-time high-scoring record in Nintendo Game Boy. He developed tendonitis because his wrists became so inflamed playing the fucking game.
Oh, yeah.
And he missed his first 3 weeks.
I know what game he was playing. Jerk on the cheerleader.
So it happens. And we had our fucking Tommy Turbo injury.
Tommy Turf Toe.
Turf Toe.
Thank you.
He racing someone.
I'm here all week.
So some weird injuries out there.
There are. There absolutely are. So it's a weird sounding one, isn't it, Turf Toe? Benji had Turf Toe.
Did he?
And look where he is now.
Look at him. He's in this. Fucking right. Sitting there with Sheens. So, you know, I like to go back in time.
Yeah, I want to preface this. Good. Morton and I have both got historical artifacts from rugby league.
From last century.
From last century.
Yours is from 95, mine's from 85.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting, isn't it?
For us.
Yeah, and mine was found at a friend's place. My wife is cleaning out their house. And he 95. Never played a game of football. And this little card, what would you call this, Morto?
I would call that a little fixture card.
Fixture card.
That's amazing.
With a yellow insert in it to the Winfield Cup 1995. Okay.
It's beautiful.
And it's going to be on our website. I'll put it up there. And the first one to email in gets it.
Wow. It's actually cool.
Yeah, it's a cool little fucking artifact. Cool. Lovely.
Winfield Cup as well, 95.
Back when cigarettes were healthy.
So instead of dreaming about spiders, I was reading Big League, 29th of May, 1985.
Is this what you do now?
Is that Dunny Reed?
Is this all you
do? If I was you, man, I would have fucking... My Dunny would be stacked with old Big Leagues.
And just past the player poster.
There are people after your big league magazines, mate. So you keep them well, and you know, they're after.
I know a guy wants to buy all your
every
cards.
Every time I'm a fucking Coogee Beach, the same guy he bumps into, yeah. He's having 10 times. They go through the same conversation.
Yeah. And I'm never there. Yeah.
And you were there, though. He goes, have you talked to your mate about the Scandalous cards? I said, I was just had fucking lunch with him right then. Oh, fuck.
Tell him he's dreaming. Yeah. So there's a lovely poster of Brad Izzard from Penrith in the middle.
What a hairpiece he's
lovely,
wearing.
Good wig. And then just after there, there's a player profile, a whole page. Steve Roach. A 23-year-old Steve Roach.
Jesus. Give us a bit of a...
He was engaged to Kathy. He owned a brewery truck.
Was.
Well, I think they got married. Yeah, he owned a brewery truck.
You would love that, don't you?
Oh, because we discussed the epitome of
success for mortars.
Yeah. For an Irishman, it's either that or a potato truck.
What is your point? I don't understand. Likes in life. You got asked what he likes in life. Relaxing.
Yeah, we all do.
And watching Wide World of Sport on Saturdays.
I used to love that as well.
What a simple man.
Because that's all there was.
Not really. Dislikes.
Okay. Sorry, jumped in early.
Hang on to something. You might weep when you hear this. Dislikes. All the starving people in the world. It really upsets me.
So he dislikes them. Fuck you, starving people. You're upsetting me.
Wow.
He's a man of depth.
He's a fucking renaissance man. What kind of car do you think a 23-year-old Steve Roach was driving?
I'm going to say Sigma.
Toyota Corolla.
A Ford Ghia.
Jesus. How do you fit in it?
I don't know. Favourite drink?
Well, he did own a brewery truck. So I'm going to
give me a brand then.
Carlton.
It had to be
worse. Very 80s.
Rush's Dry.
Foster's.
Foster's. That was my stepdad's choice of drink.
Favorite TV show. One of my favorite TV shows.
The A Team.
60s. Get Smart.
Oh, really?
Get Smart. Favorite entertainer.
Don Adams.
Elton.
Yes.
Oh.
Elton John. Favourite holiday spots. I like Coffs Harbour. He's a simple man. But he's got a bit of wisdom to pass on. But I really believe every young bloke should go to Hawaii.
Oh, there you go. Something happened to him in Hawaii. Yeah. Oh, thanks for the blocker.
How is that not interesting?
Mate, I'm interested up
the wazoo. Do you want to hear some 1985 Five Oaks?
I want to buy it. Yeah, go on.
Tony Trudgett.
I remember Trudgett. He could trudge. Well, the best of them.
Mitchell Cox, he was a rugby player that came across. I remember him.
It's still happening.
Trevor Cogger. Michael Hagan. Playing for the Dogs. Keeping Phil Sigsworth in reserves. Tony Melrose is another rugby player.
Yeah.
Des Hasler's playing half.
Oh, there you go.
I thought you'd like that.
Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back. Neil Baker. We talked about Neil Baker before.
Yeah. He was 5'8", because he played fullback for quite a while,
did,
too.
But then Bronco came along. Steve Eller.
Yep.
Not bad. Yeah. Steve Eller was all right, eh?
Yeah, he was very good.
He was fucking...
Can we just quickly touch on the Dragons and how fucking stupid they are? Like, they are going shit, and then all of a sudden they put this extra pressure on themselves by firing their coach. And then, Suwali? Well, his interview. No, you haven't guys heard that yet? No. He's basically said he didn't want to come to the Dragons because those new signings they got from Manly.
Yeah, his cousin?
Well, whatever. And he was saying their manager manager told him that they don't actually want to come to the Dragons, but they're sort of forced to.
Oh, right.
And so while he's come out and said, I was in the same position. I didn't actually want to come and play here. It is... It is bad.
Do you mean Sully?
Sully, sorry, not Sully. Sully,
yeah. It's a whole fucking other... Can you register the confusion in my face?
Sully.
All right. I'm fluent in Carney now. Like, when you look at Saints team, it is truly awful. Like, there ain't shit there. There's nothing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Car Park Cunners.
Oh, yeah.
Book reviews.
A bit of Car culture, Park Cunners. Thank God.
Car Park Cunners, good friend of the potty. Has put me onto this book. At the last outing I met him at, he put me onto this book called Outliers, and I think you would fucking love it. I think you'd love it too, actually. Mm. Being a man of many means and someone that doesn't have that much time to read, I've got the audio book on Audible, and it's fucking...
Don't have that much time
Malcolm
to read.
Gladwell. I love Malcolm.
It gets into my kipping time.
I love Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, I do.
He's got a great podcast, Malcolm Gladwell.
Well, yeah, the audio book's good.
Yeah.
So this book is about... I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. It's about how really highly successful people, and I mean, he goes through the Beatles, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, all these people, the opportunities that they had rather than just the raw talent. Okay, and it's saying that he's got this guy, this one guy he talks about that has got the highest IQ I think ever recorded, and he just lives on a farm because he missed out on all these opportunities that guys with lesser intelligence than him were given. And it's about how opportunity is more actually more important than talent. Outliers, it's called. It's
great. Excellent.
So this is an actual recommendation.
Yeah,
nothing funny about this.
No, it's fucking... Well, if you sit there and think, why aren't I famous? I'm fucking funnier than that.
We've got the fucking antidote for you.
Yeah.
We also highly recommend on Netflix the Bill Russell doco.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
NBA player who died recently.
And that was unreal.
Malcolm Gladwell's got an awesome podcast I listen to a lot called Revisionist History.
Oh, yes, I have listened
very
to that.
Very good.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Get some culture up your people.
Wow.
All right.
Particularly Tigers fans. That's what you can do in April. Read the book, listen to the podcast.
There's plenty for you to do there.
Plenty for you to do. Do yourself
trilogies,
a favor.
Lots of trilogies of anything.
Round 10, start watching football.
Yeah. So, look, I think that's it for us now. I'm going to end with the music, and then I'm going to chuck the sounds of the game on.
Looking forward
once
to
I
this.
work it all out here. So thanks for listening. I hope your teams all do well, unless they're playing their bunnies.
Send us some emails.
Yep.
Yep. We had a few emails. We'll get to them next week. So, yep.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to get set up a Patreon too. So
that's not going to happen, mate.
It's happening. Because I'm taking a month off work. I'm taking a month off work starting this fucking week.
Congratulations.
All right.
Very proud of you.
See you later. Now we are
South Sydney Football Club and a member of the Rugby League Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are able, we ask you to be upstanding for 1 minute silence in memory of the legendary John Sattler. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Minute clap for Sattler. Yeah. Oh,